With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The affirmative repositioning movement has officially put forward its leader, Job Amupanda, as its presidential candidate for the November general election. The submission was made to the Electoral Commission of Namibia this morning. To be registered as a presidential candidate, one must form part of a registered political party unless running as an independent candidate, be a registered voter, and pay a fee of 20,000 Namibia dollars. Namota has announced a planned water supply interruption for Ndangwa and surrounding areas on the 3rd and on the 10th of October 2024. Namota spokesperson Lord Ndamanohmata has more.
Be a planned water interruption at Ondangwa and Oshali pump stations for the water supply to Ondangwa, Oshali, Omtewonime, Omthia, Onipa, and the surrounding areas that will be affected by this interruption. The reason for this interruption and shutdown is that the connection works of the Ondangwa pump station upgrade, which will aim to improve the efficiency and capacity of water supply from Ondangwa and the surrounding areas and to increase the dependency of supply to the Ondangwa town or Luno in Ndangungu, allowing for more water to be pumped directly from Ondangwa and also reduce future downtime and enhance overall water infrastructure. The idea is just to improve and also to ensure that some of these challenges that have been happening as of late are reduced.
Airports company South Africa has launched new flight routes and additional flights to several of its airports as the country marks the official start of October Transport Month. Next Friday, Air Botswana will launch an inaugural flight between Gaborone and Durban with a direct flight to King Shaka International Airport. AXA spokesperson Ernest Mulibana explains.
The airline, which currently offers a daily service from London Heathrow, will also have an additional daily service from 11 January 2025, offering passengers more options, flexibility and convenience when traveling to South Africa. This will bring the total weekly flights for the carrier's London Heathrow service up to 21.
And the United Nations Human Rights Council is concerned with widening hostilities in the Middle East and their potential to engulf the entire region. UN Human Rights spokesperson Liz Throssell says all parties must clearly distinguish between military targets and civilians.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Türk, urges all parties to pursue negotiations to end the current path of destruction and violence that shows no end in sight. He reminds everyone to ensure accountability of those responsible for violations of international humanitarian law that have taken place or are ongoing, whoever the perpetrators may be, and to ensure justice for the victims.
Israel has confirmed it's calling up additional troops as part of its ground invasion of Lebanon. Trent Murray reports from Tel Aviv.
Heavy airstrikes were reported in the Lebanese capital overnight, with a number of strikes hitting the Hezbollah stronghold of Dahiya in the south of the city. But a separate attack also hit in the downtown area for the first time, the IDF confirming it launched a precision strike on a multi-story building, which it says was a Hezbollah-affiliated medical center. The site is not far from Lebanon's parliament. South in the border areas, heavy fighting has been reported, with the IDF confirming its first casualty since it launched its ground invasion.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.